In another city, a merchant came before Aziza. "Honored lady," he said sweetly, "your clever riddle has been solved. The riddle speaks of the ways of the world, and the answer, therefore, is money. For as everyone knows, in all matters that count, money always comes first." He smiled at Aziza, sure that he had won her hand. "Your answer is more clever than my riddle," said Aziza wearily, "but your clever answer is wrong." "May I try another riddle?" asked the merchant. "No," Aziza said. "One riddle, one answer." Aziza felt discouraged. Perhaps her father was right. Perhaps no one in the land would know the answer to the riddle. She ordered the caravan to return to her father's palace. Just as the caravan was about to depart, a young man came forward. He was a farmer named Ahmed, and he too loved numbers. "Will you hear one more answer?" Ahmed asked. "Just one more," Aziza said, sighing. "The riddle speaks of numbers," he said, "and the answer is the number one. For in a fraction, the number one placed above a large number makes a small number. 100 is large, but 1/100th is small.